And the issue on Owen, I think a few of us are feeling a bit snookered here that you've done a couple of things. You haven't given us a vote on the merger. So you've used Oxiana as the vehicle which will go forward, even though it's nominally a merger of equals, and only Zinifex shareholders get the vote, which looks like you're conscious of the Owen issue and you're structuring this deliberately to avoid a shareholder revolt from the Oxiana shareholders, who, if given a vote, probably would have done what happened with the TATS and Unitab merger, where the shareholders overrode the combined board's desires and imposed Dick McIlwain on the boards, and they relented. And the same thing with ASX and SFE Corp, where the shareholders of SFE Corp in particular, who did have a vote, revolted and said, no, we want Robert Elston to run the combined business, and that's what happened. Now, if we were given a vote here, I'm pretty sure the same thing would happen. So my specific question is, if the board takes a decision after the merger is approved to change the personnel, where are the liabilities? We saw a massive $7 million payout to the ousted CEO of the ASX when he got rolled by the shareholders. So the specific question is, if the board makes a change, how much will we have to pay Mr. Mitchell more? And are we paying out Owen's contract? So how much are we paying Owen to stop being our celebrated and widely applauded CEO? Are we having to make the multi-million dollar payout of his contract? And if we decide we'd rather not do that, and we'd rather pay Owen the millions to keep working and give a few million to Mr. Mitchell more instead, exactly how big would the figure be to pay out his contract?
In relation to Owen's contract, I discussed at last year's AGM and the terms of it. The terms of his termination are in the annual report, and it will be as per contract. There is no great ex gratia payment to fill Owen's pockets. He'd like that. But there's nothing like that. In terms of Andrew's contract, I guess he has a contract with Zinifex. We have looked at that and said we can, in a merged entity, probably adopt a very similar framework for the merged entity. In that, he would also have the usual protections that a CEO taking on a new role would want, but in the event that the board terminates his services, there will be certain protections in there, and we would adhere to that. That would be the situation whenever we appoint a CEO. There's nothing unusual in this. People, of course, don't know Andrew, perhaps, as well as they know Owen, and feel a sense of loss that Owen is no longer going to be the CEO. We recognise that. Let me tell you, the way in which people, this scheme is being conducted, wasn't driven by that or wasn't driven by anything. It's just you pick the simplest possible way in which you can get things done. That's the truth of the matter. We're here, Owen's here, we've been around talking to all the institutions, and Owen and Andrew have appeared on the same stages, and we've been as open as possible about the way this is being conducted. Owen was not going to go on forever, and that was his own wish. I'm extremely pleased that we've been able to keep his engagement, and I think the shareholders can take great comfort.